Community activists are working to pass local ordinances in the sanctuary city model in communities in the Berkshires. A collection of different Berkshire grassroots organizations have come together with a very specific mission: get individual communities in the county to pass their own versions of a trust policy.
A trust policy is a local ordinance to promote trust, safety, and inclusion for all people in a community by, you know, passing a local ordinance called a Trust Act or a Trust Policy to ensure that local police equally and equitably respect the rights of all members of the community and specifically don't work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to target and deport undocumented immigrants outside of criminal cases.
Jeff Lowenstein is a community organizer for Berkshire Interfaith Organizing, or BIO, and a Berkshire native.
And I'm one of BIO's representatives to the Trust Policy Partnership, which is a group that formed as part of the campaign to pass a Great Barrington Trust Policy last year to continue working to pass these kinds of policies in cities and towns throughout Berkshire County.
Lowenstein says the movement emerged from the 2016 election and the subsequent Trump administration crackdown on undocumented immigrants in the United States.
In the wake of the 2016 elections and the campaign which led up to it, which brought out a lot of very strong feelings about immigrants and, you know, about our immigration system and race on both sides of the aisle. That campaign led to a lot of fear, a lot of insecurity in the immigrant community.
He says BIO heard the concerns of the Berkshire's immigrant community and felt that action needed to be taken, as did one of their closest allies in the county.
So back in the day, there used to be welcoming Massachusetts and welcoming towns. And so there's already a precedent of something like this. But then, yes, after our recent elections, the Sanctuary City movement came up, and that was really a thing to deal with the anti-Muslim ban and also deporting immigrants.
That's Gwendolyn Van Sant, CEO and co-founder of Multicultural Bridge. The Lee-based nonprofit works on cultural competency training, describing itself as, quote, dedicated to catalyzing change and integration through promoting mutual respect and understanding. For the two groups, there was a logical place to try out the county's first trust policy.
So the town of Great Barrington on their own had set up a welcoming charter, which many other towns in Berkshire County have done. And it was just a statement. And because I've been doing work with Great Barrington for a long time, because Bridge actually started in Great Barrington, I knew they could do more. And some other community members were asking questions like, what does this mean? What does this commitment mean?
Van Sant said the examples of trust policies the partnership encountered outside of the county didn't apply easily to the Berkshires.
But when I looked at models from other cities, they were not Berkshire-friendly policies. It was really, written for urban settings where there's a lot of tension with police, and we are in community with our police officers, right? So I wanted to have something that was covering all diversities and really honored the building up the relationship with our police officers.
With the 2017 Great Barrington Town Meeting looming, they had only days to create the policy. Van Sant and Lowenstein said they worked with a broad coalition of community members, from municipal leaders and the police department to members of the immigrant community, to craft language appropriate for the town. A version of the policy made in collaboration with the town select board was voted into law by Great Barrington residents at the town meeting. Now, Lowenstein says they're undertaking the process in another Berkshire community.
Now, what we're working to pass in Lee, a welcoming resolution, is essentially a first step in working to pass a trust policy. It's a local bylaw in which a town expresses, an intention to treat all people with welcome and with equity, and to ensure that all folks are welcome in the town without regard to class, race, ethnicity, health status, home or homeless status, or any other demographic characteristic.
Lee is a different animal from Great Barrington. While Lee has around 6,000 residents to Great Barrington 7,000, census data shows that the Mass Pike adjacent Lee is whiter and has twice the poverty rate of Great Barrington. Van Sant.
I think right now those profiles are very different, right? So there ends up being class issues of those profiles. And some of these things are just perceptions, right? Some of them are not actually true. People do sometimes choose Lee for more of a homier, down-to-earth feel versus Great Barrington, where they perceive as sort of catering to the tourists and sort of more upscale, right? there are communities in both of those places that would be the opposite of what I just said.
She says Lee's concentrated immigrant community makes it an obvious next step to attempt to instate a trust policy, and that the partnership driving the process has identified the town's police chief, Jeffrey Russa, as a key player in the community. For his part, Russa tells WAMC he received a draft of the resolution from the Trust Policy Partnership, but wants to meet to work out issues he has with the language before committing any support to the measure. For Van Sant, from town to town, the goal remains the same.
I think a lot of it would be similar as long as we capture the communities that are vulnerable.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.